This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It is MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future. It is the Vukubangene Breakfast Show with Lushozi right here on MUT Radio. And right now it is that time. So just a quick recap on the team of the week. This week, actually, on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show, this is where we highlight the talent MUT where with regards to sports and recreational activities as well. So we have an article that was released, the Guti MUT Boxers Dominate Elite Boxing Tournament. We have Usandile Khumalo on the line, who is an advanced diploma in accounting student who won gold after winning four fights in a tournament. So Khumalo is now a KwaZulu-Natal bantamweight champion. Next week, which is actually this week, which is from, I think it was from yesterday, I think. Yeah, from the 6th to the 10th of July, Khumalo has been taking part in the Sanabo Youth and Elite Men and Women Championships in East London. In that tournament. Was at the Camperdown tournament. On the line. Welcome to MUT Radio. Thank you for actually taking the time to do this interview. And congratulations on your previous wins, actually.
Something
that has been bothering me. Is it true, Uguti, uma uyi boxer, like a professional boxer like you, isibhakela sakho is considered a legal weapon?
Yeah, it's a legal weapon. Even the man gang and can actually fight with you, I can be arrested for a period of 5 years just carrying a fight with you.
Yo. So, I know, okay, I laba fethu abashaya iboxing ungaba risk baphetha ama legal weapons bahlezi behamba now. But anyway, so how was the tournament actually the one year Camperdown tournament? How was it first? Can you take us through nje ukuthi how was the tournament?
At first I would say the tournament was like the competition was very, very high compared to previous years. This year it was very, very high. It wasn't easy for us, but we managed because we trained hard and we also prepared ourselves. We had sufficient time to prepare ourselves. So we managed with the experience as well, with the experience.
Number one. So, manje vethu, yini eyakuinspire ukuthi ungene kweze sibhakela?
Growing up, bengiwumuntu othanda ukulwa, like yabona ngaphandle. And then Kovana, until one day, I told him she doesn't cover, and then I decided, no, let me go and train for him. But after taking boxing, I'm pinned down. So since I started boxing, I'm pinned down.
I choosing Melumbong and for to work Toba and Bella. Oh, man, Jibuga, you're winning tournaments now.
Yeah, we cool, Milana. Sometimes I even tell him, he has got a man. Ilan Kona is because of you. Because Gubang Shang, all of us, Kube and Naman, and Alice Pagela, all the stuff.
Now, how is it helping you, Guti? You are also involved in a sport, e-boxing, while you are doing ama academics.
Okay. Boxing, number one, yeah, it's a very, very sport that requires you to be disciplined, to be dedicated, to be committed to what you are doing. So that discipline, dedication, and commitment that I use in boxing, young from this one here, now my academics, I'm going to be disciplined, be dedicated to it, be committed. You cannot play boxing if you're not disciplined. You cannot play boxing if you want to ngizothanda ibe ngizobhlabela umuntu oyiswe ngebo hamba ifaka yonke indawo.
Nice, nice. Number one. So now, let's start with your academic career and also looking at your boxing career. Academically, what would you like to achieve?
Academically, I'd like to say, Njoba Tung introduced and George knows Cynthia Zandile Khumalo. In future, in 3 years to come, maybe in 3 or 4 years to come, I'd like you to call me again and introduce me and say Khumalo, Mr. Khumalo Cynthia Zandile, C-A-S-A. Then I'll be happy.
Number one. Yeah, well, that one definitely has to happen, man. And then with regards to your boxing career, where do you see yourself?
I see myself turning to be not fighting on Olympic-style boxing, but fighting on professional boxing. Because currently I'm fighting on Olympic-style boxing.
Now, yeah. As a boxer, who do you look up to?
I look up to I don't know if you're going to know him, but I look up to Teofimo Lopez, also Crawford.
I think people who do boxing, they know these people, eh?
Yeah.
I think people who do boxing, they know this. But why do you look up to them, actually? So for us who don't know, just to keep us in the loop.
Okay. The boxing style that I play is very, very similar to Crawford, so that's why I look up to him. Crawford is very smart, very fast, smart and fast. Then Teofimo Lopez, he likes to enjoy himself when he's inside the ring, so me too, I like to enjoy myself.
Now, here's another question again. But boxing, quite recently, I think there was a boxing match that happened at the Hollywood Bets where a boxer lost his life. And it seems to be Uguti. It's quite common for ama boxers to actually suffer from certain diseases, especially with regards to ikhanda. Awukusabi lokho mfethu, mhlambe it's a risk you're willing to take. How do you feel about that?
I'll tell you something. I feel like in life there's one thing that you cannot run away from.
Yeah.
Which is death. When it's your time. So I'd rather die doing what I love than die doing nothing.
Nice. I think those are very powerful words, actually, you know, and I think that is something that someone should take away, actually, from this interview, you know. So now in sports, we know sports, it requires you to be disciplined. It also requires you to sort of like be a leader of yourself. So what do you think is the most important thing to understand as a leader in a certain sport?
The most important thing is to understand, number one, the sport that you are leading in. Because if you don't understand the sport that you are leading in, you are going to, like, basically mislead the person that you are leading.
Yeah.
Number two, you have to love the sport. You have to love it. If there's no love, you are going to mislead those people.
Nice. I think those are very also important points. Now, siyazi ukuthi njengamanje ziyakhala futhi. It is the Sanabo Youth and Elite Men and Women Championship in East London. Ngabe usakhona East London, and how is it going there?
It's not East London, it's Port Elizabeth.
Port Elizabeth. Oh, okay. Yes. Sorry about that. Yes.
I played my first fight day before yesterday, Finley. I won it on points. Final decision, I played again yesterday, quarter finals. I won it on points again. Five-nil decision. So today I'm playing my
semifinal. Hayi. Hayi cha uyashaya mfethu sibhakele yazo ngiyakwesaba. Hayi ngisho mina ngiyakwesaba manje. Mina ngiyakwesaba mfethu. But thank you so much. All the best with the tournament. Hopefully uzobuya nayo. You will win again and yeah, shout out to also the other MUT boxers uzanele Jili and Nompumelelo Mpele as well. I think they also won a silver with regards to the previous Lokunja tournament. And shout out to your coach as well. I think wenza umsebenzi onqomekayo ke if sending kuma tournament and you guys are reaching semi-finals yabona niyawina ngama points abhekile futhi hayi indaba okudlala. So thank you so much Vethu. I don't know if you have mhlambe any last words for MUT students who might be listening.
I can basically say good luck to everyone on their academics, because I know that students are struggling. So good luck. The guys, let's take it easy. And we have to know that there's nothing impossible to a willing heart. So let's keep on pushing, keep on pressing.
Danko, danko. Thank you so much, Mashobane Vethu. Siyabonga.
Bonga mina.
Sure.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.